That's right. Somebody come to me today. We may be in the eye of the storm. Father, Priscilla showed us our joy comes from you. Happiness comes and goes, but joy lasts forever. Father, we thank you that when we don't meet our goals, when we don't accomplish the things that we want to accomplish, that we can still continue to have joy and peace, because that is not dependent upon us, it's dependent upon you, Father. Your Holy Spirit living inside of us, Father. We claim that right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now this is a big week. Super Bowl week. I know a lot of you could care less about that. I get that. But for 34 teams that began this season, their goal was to get to this Sunday still playing football. That's what the goal they set out for themselves to do. You don't reach a goal like this very easily. Takes a lot of effort, a lot of work. But you know, any goal we set for ourselves, if you're reaching your goals and not having to work to get there, you need to reevaluate what you set for goals. Goals should be something that we strive for, that we work for, that we feel great when we accomplish it. You want to be a doctor. That's your goal. There's some work you've got to do. You've got to learn the human body. You have to be able to learn how to diagnose problems that people have so you can help them overcome the things that they are feeling and suffering. You want to be a teacher. You're going to have to spend time studying and researching and preparing a lesson so when you come into that class, you can provide your students the knowledge that they need to learn. If you want to be a parent, then you're going to have to learn that you're going to have to sacrifice your life to be a parent. To be a good parent, it's full of sacrifices for your children. If you're a parent, you know that. You know, if your desire is to achieve something, it's going to take effort. It's going to take work. There is nothing that makes you feel better than to set a goal for yourself, work really hard to achieve that goal, and when you get that goal, it's such a good feeling, isn't it? That you really feel like you've accomplished something. These teams that are playing today, they may not be the two best teams in football. I don't know. Maybe they are. But they've accomplished some great things. They have won more games than any other two teams in the NFL right now. The two teams with the very best records are playing in the Super Bowl. That's not always the case. But let me point out something to you. When you set your goals, the objective in life is not the goal, it's the journey on the way to the goal. It's the things that we go through in our life to accomplish that goals that matter. Those are where we learn things. We learn so much from failure. We learn so much from accomplishing things. It's that journey that we began on to achieve that goal. That's what our eyes should be on. In the scripture verses today, I'm going to read you in Mark. It's the first chapter. I'm going to start reading in verse 29. Jesus is early in his ministry here. The scripture begins by saying he had left the synagogue. He had entered to the house of Simon and Andrew and James and John. And he had been teaching in the synagogue. And he leaves immediately from there to go here. I'm going to start reading in verse 29. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law, did you realize Simon had a wife? You never hear about that, but evidently he had a wife, because you can't have a mother-in-law unless you have a wife.
Have or had?
Both.
I meant that.
Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and he took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. And that evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases. And he cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning while it was still dark, he departed and went out to the desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him, and they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next town, that I may preach there also, for this is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. This story, Jesus is at this house. He had healed Simon's mother-in-law. Now all the people have heard about it. They're gathered at the door of her house. The demands on him were really piling up here. People were pushing and shoving, trying to get a chance to even see Jesus, to hear Jesus, but mostly to be there to be cured of a disease or have a loved one there or to cast out demons. Jesus worked hard at this. He gets up early the next morning and he goes out to be alone and to pray. And Simon and the disciples, they come scurrying looking for him. And they say to him, "What are you doing out here? Everyone's searching for you." You know, sometimes it's hard to feel the joy of the journey.
Amen.
To reach those goals, if everything's pressing down on you, if everybody's searching for you, if all this time is made on your demand on your time and efforts here, sometimes it's hard to feel that joy in making that journey to reach that goal. So what does Jesus do? First thing you're going to have to understand that in order to feel that joy of making that journey, there's going to be hard work involved. That's just the way it is. We have to work at our job. We have to work at home. If you're a student, you work at going to school. If you're a husband or a wife, you work at being a good spouse. If you're a parent, you have to work at being a good parent. We do all this work because we have set a goal for something that we want to accomplish. And the only way to accomplish these goals is through hard work.
Amen.
We live in a different time than our parents and grandparents did. I know I can't tell you how many times I had heard from my grandmother, a lady we called Nanny, how many times how she told me how hard it was when she went to school. You know, she had to walk 2 miles to school every day, uphill both ways. They would tell me these stories about how easy I had it, you know, and how hard things were back then. Not only did they tell me, they set examples for me. My mom and Ruth would get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work. My dad would go to work in the morning, he'd come home at night and walk the street selling Fuller Brush. Things were hard. And I get that. We have things so much easier, and our kids have it even easier than what we had.
Yeah.
You ever heard my dad used to say this all the time? Good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best.
Yeah.
Or you ever heard anybody say, idle hands are the devil's workshop? You know, to reach goals, to get where you want to go, it requires hard work. Today, it still requires hard work to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. When I look at Jesus in this passage, hard work wasn't a stranger to him. He knew what it meant to work hard. First, here he is just starting out in his ministry. He's teaching at the synagogue. He leaves there, goes to Simon's house, and Simon's mother-in-law, has this fever, very sick. Jesus takes her by the hand, heals her, and helps her up. What did Simon's mother-in-law begin doing?
Serving.
Waiting on him.
She went to work, didn't she?
Amen.
She had been sick, but the scriptures say when Jesus healed her, she began serving them.
Amen.
Taking care of them. You would think Jesus would say to her, okay, I want you to lay down here and rest. Lay here until you get your strength back. No, she was up. She was so thankful for what Jesus had done, she got busy.
Amen.
When the sun sets and all these people are there, Jesus worked hard at teaching and healing and casting out demons. It doesn't mention Simon's mother-in-law here again in the scripture, but you think she imagined when she woke up that morning with that fever that later that day she was going to serve the 12 disciples and her rabbi, and that That night, the whole city was going to be at her door. No. She didn't probably imagine that's the way that was going to happen. Things change.
Amen.
When we are willing to work hard to accomplish things, great things can happen. Jesus, finally, after everybody's gone, they get to sleep. You think Jesus would want to sleep in? He had worked hard doing all of this. He was probably tired from the journey. No. Says he got up before dawn. And he went out to be alone and to pray. Don't know how long he was out there, but you can bet it wasn't out there as much time as he wanted. And these disciples weren't there to help him much. Because when they saw that he was gone, when they got up, they went out searching for him. They go and they find Jesus. Simon says, Jesus, what are you doing out here? Everybody's searching for you. Now you would think that Jesus would have said to Simon, listen guys, just give me a minute. Listen, I am tired. I need this moment alone with just me and God. That's not what he said. When Simon and him come to him and say, everybody's looking for you, he says, you're right. We need to get to the next town so we can start over again. Listen, on some Sunday and some other time, I'm going to tell you that sometimes you just need to stop. Sometimes you just need to rest. But not today. I'm not telling you that today. Mm-hmm. The message here today is when we get up, we need to get running. Listen, in Africa, when the sun comes up, that gazelle says to himself, if I'm going to survive today, I'm going to have to run faster than the slowest line, the fastest line. I'm going to have to run faster than him. Or I'm not going to survive. When the sun comes up in Africa, that lion wakes up, he says, if I'm going to eat today, I'm going to have to run fast enough, faster than the slowest gazelle. Whether you're a gazelle or whether you're a lion, when that sun comes up, you got to be running. We're going to have to be that way in our life. If we're going to achieve the goals that we want to achieve, if we're going to reach what we need to reach, we need to get up and start running. We need to get going, and we need to understand that, listen, you may not always get as much time alone as you'd like to have. You may not always have the time you want to spend with God in prayer. Neither did Jesus. But in order for us to achieve what we need to achieve in the short time that we're here, we're going to have to work hard. It's required. Another thing we need to understand from this scripture is that when everybody is searching for you, when everybody is putting demands on your time and talents, you need to understand that you define your goals, not them.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Don't let other people define what your goals should be. In this scripture verse here, Simon and the disciples come running after Jesus, find him, and they say, Jesus, everybody's looking for you. Who is everybody? The ones looking for Jesus were the disciples. You know why? Because these people were going to show up at this house. They didn't have a clue about how they were going to do what Jesus did.
That's right.
Andrew is not going to heal anybody. No. Thomas is not going to open the eyes of the blind. James didn't know how to cast out demons. So they went, what did they do? They went running to find Jesus. And they found him and said, listen, everybody's looking for you. I could see there was an excitement in Simon's voice here. And what did Jesus say to him? Yeah, we do need to go, but we need to go to another town. Another town? Whoa, wait a minute, Jesus. I have my mother-in-law back here, and people are going to show up at her house, and they're going to expect to see you there, and they're going to expect you to heal them. Jesus says, that's not why I came. Understand this. That's not why Jesus came. When Jesus was in Capernaum, he wasn't healing people that were in Bethsaida. When he was in the wilderness, he wasn't teaching the people there in the city. Jesus didn't come to meet every need of every person. That wasn't his goal. But that's what Peter thought his goal was. Heal everybody. Cast out every demon. Jesus has a goal. And he says in this goal, my goal was to come and preach the gospel. That's my job. Sometime along the way, there's going to be healing. Sometime along the way, they're going to cast out demons. That's not why I came. I came, my goal, my point is to share the gospel with people. Other people will set goals for you. Other people will say, "What? This is what you ought to be doing." When you let other people set goals for you, you're going to lose your focus. You're going to make your hard work even harder. Finally, if you're going to reach your goals, you're going to need to pray.
Amen.
Can't reach your goals on your own. You can set man-made goals and achieve man-made goals through yourself. You work hard enough. But the goals we should set are eternal goals.
Amen.
The goals that we should be set was like Larry talked about in his last sermon. Our goal is to be perfect. That's what we should be striving for. We can't reach those kind of goals on our own. We have to have prayer. Jesus needed time to pray. When we take time out for prayer, and like Jesus, there may be so much demand on you that you don't get to spend as much time as you would like. Alone in your prayer closet or wherever it is you like to pray. The world has so many distractions for us now. Sometimes we don't get to spend as much time as we would like to. And just sitting there being quiet, listening to God, praying to God, receiving from God. But when the time that we can take to do that, that's food for our journey. That's what makes this journey joyful, is because we understand that we have been called, we are chosen, and we are accomplishing things that we never dreamed we could accomplish, because we're not doing it on our own. We're doing it through the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us.
Amen.
Stay focused on your goal. Work hard at what your goal is. Don't let other people define your goal. Listen, your job may not be to preach or teach, but God has called you to do something. Whatever it is, you got to work hard at it. You can't be a professional athlete without working hard at it. You can't be a musician like Edith up here playing the piano. She didn't just sit at the piano one day and start playing. It took a lot of practice, a lot of lessons.
Amen.
Anything you want to accomplish in your life, any goal that you set for yourself, it's going to take hard work, focus, prayer, and this attitude that you're not going to give up until you accomplish it. I believe that we can all do so much more than what we're doing. I believe all of us can accomplish more. Listen, if there wasn't still something for us to do, you wouldn't be here.
Amen.
God will take you. When He's through with you, you're done. Nobody's here because there's nothing left for them to do. You have to understand that. You may feel in your life that there is nothing for me left. Especially when you get older, you feel like, I can't do anything. I felt that many times. You know, sometimes you'll sit around and feel sorry for yourself. What good am I? God has a plan. God has a choice. God has something for you to do. Find that. Make it your goal. Do what you can. And that's all you have to do. Amen. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you today, we understand how important it is to set goals in life. But Father, our goals are eternal goals. There are things we want to accomplish on this earth. No question about it. There are things we want to do, things we want to see. We all have dreams about things, but Father, our goal as Christians, our job as Christians, is to share the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. That's our job. However we can do it, Father. That's our job. That was what Christ was here for. He did many other things when he was here. But that's not why you sent him, Father. You sent him to save, wash, and die in the world. And that's our job, Father, to share that with other people. Father, if there are people here today and they've lost sight of their goals, they've let other people decide what their goals should be, or they just given up because they felt like it wasn't any use and they're just tired of working hard. Father, may we understand that life is about hard work and patience and tenacity and being able to take one step in front of another, just continuing, moving closer to that goal of perfection. Father, I pray that if there's someone here today who needs to ask Jesus Christ into their life, Father, that they will understand that's the most important decision you can make in your life. You need Christ in your life, or you can't achieve the goals that God has for you, because you don't know what God has for you. Father, thank you. Bless the people here today. Bless the messages that were delivered today through the Bible, through songs, through sharing with one another. Father, I just pray that you will bless us this week. May we refocus on the goals that we have for us and understand that there's hard work involved, but our strength doesn't come from us, it comes from you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Whatever God's calling.